Part 3. Listen to Ryan's message to his friend Oliver. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Hi, Oliver. Since you weren't at school today, I thought I'd tell you the big news. The destination for our school trip's been decided. It's Sydney, Australia. And you know how the school trip's usually in late August? Well, this year, it's not until early September. That's because they want to give us 2 weeks longer to get organised. Believe it or not, the trip won't be as expensive as you'd think. The school got a deal, and if 25 or more students sign up to go, we'll get a special group discount of 50%. Well, there are already 30 names on the list just from today, so we're definitely going to get the trip for half price. That's an amazing deal. Apart from the costs, there's also the length of time to think about, though. Because we're going so far, the trip is for 3 weeks, not the usual 2. But even 3 weeks isn't that long when you think about it. Obviously, there aren't any direct flights all the way to Sydney. It's either a 1 or 2 stop journey. Well, ours is 1 stop in Singapore. Basically, it'll take us 22 hours, almost a day, to get to Sydney. So counting the return day as well, that's 2 days of our extra week gone already. I'd like more time, but still. I've had a look at the trip plan and there are some really cool tours scheduled. For example, there's a chance to see inside the Sydney Opera House. It's not compulsory, but you know how much I love architecture, so I'm definitely doing it. There's also a boat cruise around Sydney Harbour, and a visit to Taronga Zoo. And the best thing is it's all included in the price. There's one price for everything. Tours, travel, accommodation, food, etc. No extras. I'm going to put my name on the list tomorrow. There are 100 spaces in total. So don't worry, there'll be some left when you are back in on Monday. The great thing is, I don't have to ask my parents for the money this time. I got a part-time job last summer, and I've easily saved enough to pay for everything. I'm really looking forward to this. See you soon. Ryan.
Now listen to the message again.
Hi, Oliver. Since you weren't at school today, I thought I'd tell you the big news. The destination for our school trip's been decided. It's Sydney, Australia. And you know how the school trip's usually in late August? Well, this year, it's not until early September. That's because they want to give us 2 weeks longer to get organised. Believe it or not, the trip won't be as expensive as you'd think. The school got a deal, and if 25 or more students sign up to go, we'll get a special group discount of 50%. Well, there are already 30 names on the list just from today, so we're definitely going to get the trip for half price. That's an amazing deal. Apart from the costs, there's also the length of time to think about, though. Because we're going so far, the trip is for 3 weeks, not the usual 2. But even 3 weeks isn't that long when you think about it. Obviously, there aren't any direct flights all the way to Sydney. It's either a 1 or 2 stop journey. Well, ours is 1 stop in Singapore. Basically, it'll take us 22 hours, almost a day, to get to Sydney. So counting the return day as well, that's 2 days of our extra week gone already. I'd like more time, but still. I've had a look at the trip plan and there are some really cool tours scheduled. For example, there's a chance to see inside the Sydney Opera House. It's not compulsory, but you know how much I love architecture, so I'm definitely doing it. There's also a boat cruise around Sydney Harbour and a visit to Taronga Zoo. And the best thing is it's all included in the price. There's one price for everything. Tours, travel, accommodation, food, etc. No extras. I'm going to put my name on the list tomorrow. There are 100 spaces in total, so don't worry, there'll be some left when you are back in on Monday. The great thing is, I don't have to ask my parents for the money this time. I got a part-time job last summer, and I've easily saved enough to pay for everything. I'm really looking forward to this. See you soon, Ryan.